I now give the floor to His Excellency Ibrahim Abdul Karim Al-Jafari, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Iraq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of God, the best of them, may the blessings of God be with you. Distinguished President of the General Assembly, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the delegation of my country first wishes to congratulate Mr. Emir Savlecik upon his election to the presidency of the General Assembly of the United Nations. We also congratulate the Republic of Slovakia and wish you the greatest success in your efforts, sir. I would also like to thank his predecessor, Mr. Peter Thompson, for his efforts and for his wise management and guidance of the work of the General Assembly during its 71st session. We wish to express our solidarity with the victims of natural disasters which struck the United States of America, Mexico, and other states and regions of the Caribbean. The valiant Iraqi forces had a historic victory, putting an end to the myth of the state of terrorism and extremism in Mosul. Through their efforts, the city of Mosul was retaken thanks to the sacrifices and of the troops and the assistance of international troops and support of the international coalition. Iraqi forces fought to free all parts of the city, including Tal Afar, in order to put an end to the so-called terrorist governorate in the city of Arija. I would like to congratulate our armed forces and our brave people who made many sacrifices. I would like to hail all of the members of the civilized parliament who supported Iraq in its fight against the terrorist band of Daesh or ISIL. All forms of use of the human population as terrorist, as human shields by the terrorists were emphatically rejected. The Iraqi forces, the police, and the associated forces of Peshmerga, the anti-terrorist forces, as well as all the branches of the armed forces, contributed to the historic victory, a victory for the entire world. Even if the war was only actually taking place in Iraq, the citizens of other states nevertheless were also victimized by this war. History teaches us that conflict goes even beyond the challenges of war. Efforts to restore stability, to undertake reconstruction, and to find hope after liberating Iraqi cities at the cost of the sacrifice of many human lives over the past have been going on for over more than three decades. Daesh is also conducting environmental terrorism by setting fire to oil wells, by flooding agricultural lands, and by destroying our heritage sites. Iraq is responding to the challenge of the after Daesh period, including the financial challenges because of the drop of international oil prices. We have a comprehensive vision of our future based on the social, economic, and security priorities to serve Iraq and Iraqi citizens. This vision follows the following main lines: restoring peace basic services, allowing people to return to their homes and participate in the construction, or rather the reconstruction of what was destroyed by Daesh, as well as caring for the families of the martyrs and victims who paid the ultimate price to defend our state. We are also caring for victims of terrorists and made it possible for society to eradicate the effects of the presence of Daesh, including hatred and other forms of confrontation. Secondly, respect for others, peaceful coexistence of all components of society, regardless of their religious, ideological, or intellectual affiliation, and spread the feelings of confidence and mutual trust among our citizens, as well as protecting the houses of worship of all religions. Thirdly, we will not make it possible for the abnormal practices and phenomena that were present in Iraq before Daesh took control of some parts of the country to return, such as sectarian and nationalist isolationism, to the detriment of the best interests of the state. These phenomena made it possible for Daesh to control cities and governorates. The spirit of citizenship and the call for unity and cooperation are to be appealed to, so that neither Daesh nor any other terrorist organization can return to Iraq by giving coverage or protection to these elements in the areas we have retaken. Fourthly, it is important to use relations of good neighborhood based on the shared interests of all states as part of the expression of our national will and our independent decision. We must not give space to foreign pressure. Fifthly, reestablishing the national security forces, putting an end to all armed incidents, and reestablishing the rule of law in all sectors of the state. Sixthly, we will strongly continue the fight against corruption in all its forms and manifestations, because this is fertile ground for terrorism and crime. Seventh, state institutions must be sheltered from political interference and favoritism in order to achieve justice, equal opportunities, and make it possible for highly specialized professionals to take their place in the public service. Ladies and gentlemen, Iraq is a united, independent, sovereign federal state. It is a state based on a federal constitution, which was adopted by all components of the Iraqi people in 2005 through a popular, transparent, and democratic referendum. This constitution respects all rights and obligations of all components of Iraqi society and reinforces the value of citizenship, participation in the democratic political process, effective political representation in all ministries and independent bodies in order to make it possible for all concerned to exercise their rights and responsibilities, and to participate in political, social, cultural, and linguistic events. The government of Iraq always encourages the cohesive status of all of its components. Between the federal and regional government, federal government and the regional government of Kurdistan, we have not accepted the unconstitutional decision adopted by the Iraqi Kurdistan region, and we will not abandon the constitution. The assembly and representatives wish to preserve the unity of Iraq. We rejected the referendum, which is trying to force the Iraqi government to take decisions to conserve its unity and deal with this pending issue. The first article of the constitution stipulates that the sovereignty of Iraq cannot be divided, nor can its territory We appealed to the Supreme Court to issue a decision to reject this so-called referendum, which is to, apparently to be organized in Kurdistan in late September of this year. When it comes to the status of the disputed regions, Iraq has a plurinational and plurireligious status. Next year, Iraq will organize legislative and parliamentary elections during the first 3 months of the year. All Iraqi political forces have begun to prepare for this election, and this will make it possible for the democratic plural system, political system of Iraq, to consolidate political stability on the basis of a democratic culture to protect Iraq against crises. These successes will also make it possible to strengthen the stability, the economic progress, and the development programs till 2030. Together with the United Nations, we are working with all stakeholders dealing with pending issues in the Security Council in order to shake off the burden of the commitments made by the previous Iraqi government, something we have been doing little by little whilst respecting international obligations, so that Iraq can take back the place it had before the adoption of the Security Council Resolution 621. Iraq has always had a sense of responsibility and respect for Security Council resolutions concerning the relations of Iraq with Kuwait. We've taken all of the necessary measures to implement Security Council Resolution 1958, or the Oil for Food program. We have begun negotiations with our Kuwaiti brothers in order to settle this issue. On the 21st of September of this year, the Security Council adopted Security Council Resolution 2319 to collect evidence about the criminal activities perpetrated by Daesh in Iraq and in all states as well. This resolution of the Security Council established a joint investigative mechanism, working with international experts to collect, preserve, and put together all of this evidence against Daesh. We are doing our utmost in order to ensure that Daesh is brought to justice because of its crimes in Iraq, especially genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. This resolution, 2379, is based on the essential pillars to respect the sovereignty of Iraq and its legal jurisdiction when it comes to the collection of criminal evidence about Daesh's crimes. We appeal to member states to provide the necessary financial resources to this investigative team and provide it with the necessary support. From this rostrum, Iraq calls for assistance from our kindred nuclear countries to build a nuclear reactor for peaceful purposes in Iraq to acquire this nuclear technology and relaunch various technology centers on the basis of the right of states to use nuclear power for peaceful purposes in accordance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which states that states have the inalienable right to research and develop the use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without any discrimination whatsoever, especially for developing countries. Thank you, sir. My country's government is aware of the threat to peace, stability, and development in the entire world. This calls for a dialogue between the various cultures and civilizations. The trends in various geographic regions stress the importance of reinforcing the culture of peace and strengthening its place on the agenda of the General Assembly. especially since member states adopted SDG 16 on a peaceful global society. Peaceful coexistence between peoples and communities can only take place if there is tolerance, because tolerance is the surest way of establishing solid societies, strengthening social linkages, and enriching exchanges between the various societies. We cannot dispute the fact that the best way of sustaining peace and strengthening sustainable development is ensuring that there are equal chances for everybody, and that natural resources are fairly distributed. We cannot overlook either the role of religious and social leaders to propagate the culture of peace in our countries, for all religions call for peace and peaceful coexistence. Let me point out the role of Najaf Sistani, who many times contributed to putting an end to the divisions that have affected Iraq so severely. The adoption of the Takfiri school program and dissemination of erroneous takfiris through the social media lead to extremist ideologies which instrumentalize terrorism and use it as a way of imposing these mistaken ideas, which are a threat to international peace and security, as well as to human civilization. Hence the importance of working with UNESCO and other stakeholders to send a message, which is that appropriate education is essential to spread the values of tolerance and to reject extremism and violence. The government of Iraq has made efforts to reestablish peace and security by adopting a project for national reconciliation in order to strengthen the principles of national unity and create the appropriate conditions for love and harmony between all components of Iraqi society, and deepening the spirit of citizenship amongst all nationals of Iraq without any discrimination whatsoever, in order to strengthen this national the sense of national unity, respond to the challenges, and provide our people with all of the means that they need to live in peace and prosperity. There has been a rapid deterioration of the humanitarian situation of displaced people in certain regions. We are unable to provide sufficient assistance on our own. This crisis has become even deeper in Iraq because of the number of displaced Iraqis who fled areas which had been under Daesh's control. This is an additional burden for the people of Iraq, who are already suffering from the financial crisis because of the drop of oil prices and military spending against terrorism. Thought is being given to intensify our efforts in order to settle the issue of displaced people and provide the necessary financial resources, especially with international assistance, to respond to their needs. We are working with other Arab states and other states in the region, including Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Turkey, and Iran. And once again, we reaffirm that a fair, sustainable peace is the best strategic choice. The peace process must be a comprehensive one. Peace in our region calls for the complete withdrawal of Israel from Palestinian Arab lands and occupied lands, and the establishment of a full Palestinian state with its capital in Jerusalem and within the border, the pre-June 1967 borders. This is a priority for Iraq. We will spare no effort to support the Palestinian people so that they can have their legitimate right fulfilled of establishing a Palestinian state. We reject all international policies that undermine the two-state solution. When it comes to the Syrian position, since the crisis began in 2011, our position is based on a political solution, not a military one. We have adopted a policy of non-interference in the internal affairs of other states. Iraq supports efforts to find a peaceful solution to the crisis in Syria and to protect our brothers and sisters there and preserve the unity of Syrian territory. We have opted for a political solution which would settle all of the issues in the Middle East, including the issues of Yemen and Libya. The genocide the Rohingya people are suffering from in Rakhine State in Myanmar, perpetrated by the armed forces of Myanmar, calls for a firm humanitarian international position, rising to the challenge of the scope of our relations and these crimes, which are included in the report of the High Commissioner on Human Rights. We would like to thank all countries participating in the international coalition, especially the United States, the European Union, and other countries outside the international coalition, for their efforts against terrorism and the logistic and military support they provided to Iraqi forces in the framework of respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Iraq. We need help from this international assembly to rebuild the freed areas as quickly as possible. The government and the people of Iraq have suffered because of the war on terrorism. Our citizens participated in the operations to liberate these territories. We see in the liberated cities many suffering women and children. We call on the international community to actively participate in the donor conference, which will be organized in Kuwait early next year. We would like to thank Kuwait for all its efforts to support Iraq and to relieve the burden it is carrying of displaced people. We give great importance to freeing our society from the culture of hatred and murder, which was disseminated by Daesh. In order to counter these, the effects of these practices, we need the assistance of the international community to provide services. We need consultations and financial participation from foreign partners. Once again, we are working in partnership with our neighbor countries in the areas of investment, the economy, energy, transportation, health, the building of hospitals and schools, in order to find an appropriate legislative environment which will welcome new partners and investments. I would like to express Iraq's thanks to its armed forces for the sacrifices they have made. These armed forces, which have fought and continue to fight against Daesh, whether they be the Peshmerga, the army, the police, or anti-terrorist forces. Indeed, Daesh was unable to control the south of the country. It was only able to control Mosul and Saladin, but the people of the south also participated in the struggle against Daesh in Salada, in Mosul, and Anbar, al-Najaf, and all of the other provinces, including Kirkuk, the Mania. The peoples of the south of Iraq also participated in this historic battle against terrorism and the sacrifice of their very lives.
Thus, I'd like to express our thanks for this sacrifice that was made by the Iraqi people. And I'm very grateful to all of the parties, the Peshmerga, and the mobilization forces at international level. We hope that we will be able to achieve peace, security, and prosperity at both economic and social levels for all of the states and governments. And we hope that we will be able to have cooperation at all levels within all sectors in order to achieve a world free of terrorism, corruption, and that may peace be upon you. Thank you.
Affairs of Iraq for his statement. We have heard the last speaker in the general debate for this meeting. The 21st plenary meeting to continue with the general debate will be held immediately following the adjournment of this meeting. The meeting is adjourned.